And they're in the Division One.
I'm joined by Kay's centre back Wayne Finney after this evening's 6-0 win over Leighton in the London Senior Cup. Wayne, I think they've closed the book on goal of the season. Talk us through your strike.
Well, I thought it was, yes, absolutely goal of the season. I peeled off my marker. I wasn't expecting the ball to reach me. It's hit me right on the ribcage, then hit the post, and I've fallen over and managed to clip it in from about 3.5, 4 inches off the line. So, my first goal last year was, I think, 3 yards out. That was about a yard. So I'm creeping up now. 4 yards in total, so hopefully there's more to come.
But if yours wasn't this evening, what about Tom Dilloway's strike?
Oh, it's a hell of a strike. I mean, I remember I was just trying to shout from the halfway line to him, just hit the target, make the keeper work for it. Apparently Paul Harkless was on the ball with him at the same time, so it's exactly the same. And then within a fraction of a second, the ball's hit the underside of the hell of a strike. I don't know how far it was out, 20 yards, but I mean, the best keepers would struggle to save that, let alone this level. So it's a great goal, great goal.
You've been out for a while injured this season. How good was it to be back and complete in 90 minutes?
Oh, it was great. It's been a very stop-start season. I've had I've been away a couple of times on holiday, unfortunate times, lost my place. I then got injured when I did get back the second time round. I've been out for, I think it's 3 weeks now. All you want to do, I mean, I'm 28 years old now. I've played however many seasons. I want to play as long as I can. I want to be here as long as I can. But it has been so frustrating when, you know, the last 3 weeks especially, because all I've been doing is running up and down and up and down, not been able to kick the ball. This is the first time I kicked a ball in 3 weeks, so it was great to be playing. I felt a little bit old towards the end when all the older players seemed to be going off, leaving me and Jason Turley, I think, as the only two sort of senior players. That they did well, the young lads today. They were excellent.
On a night like tonight, when you are one of the older members of the team, how big a job is it for you to encourage them as the senior role model, if you like?
It would normally be hard. I think today it was quite easy because we were playing so well and because we won so emphatically. I don't think it was that hard. I think that it becomes a little tougher when, you know, if you're sort of in the trenches and you're falling down, you're 3-0, 4-0 down or something, then it's almost impossible. But today it's dead easy, sort of giving the ball and saying, go on, you go and play. You know, I don't particularly want it. I'd rather just kick it out of the stands. But I think, yeah, they were excellent. And the likes of myself and Jason Turley, the older ones, like I say, didn't have to do too much, so it's easy for us.
And whilst this competition is not right up there on our list of priorities, that's got to remain the league, but how important are these cup competitions for the youngsters and for players like yourself who are coming back from injury, just to get back into some first team action again?
Yeah, absolutely. Without a sort of reserve team, I know we've got the deal with Rains Park, but without having a reserve team as such, these kind of games are key. For instance, if it wasn't, I wouldn't, you know, I may well get an opportunity in the coming weeks, I don't know, but if it wasn't this game, I wouldn't have got the 90 minutes. I may have got it a league below. The likes of Craig Mullen coming tonight, he was outstanding. Ross Chalk was brilliant. Tom Dilloway, Rob Sherrin, all the young lads, I mean, they are given their opportunity. If we're going to do well, we might not be given the chance because it is the priority, and Alan and Mark and Martin have to decide what they want is best. And the players who are playing on Saturday, like they did last, you know, Saturday just gone, are doing well. Another game. So we have to do as well as we can in these competitions so that we can get as many games as we can. So,
whilst it's been frustrating for you, obviously, being on the bench at the beginning part of the season, how difficult is it to argue with the boss when we are top of the league?
I can't. There's been times, I had the hump at the beginning of the season. I thought I should have been given, personally, I thought I should have been given more of an opportunity, and then the other players who came in won the first however many games, conceded very few, and after that point I've been playing catch up. The times I have played, I think I've done all right, but then I've dropped out of the team again. The players have come back in, whoever it be has played well, and then there are times I sort of say, I mean, I've had a chat with Anne and said, you know, fair enough, if things start to go wrong I want to be given an opportunity, but as things stand at the moment I can understand one on the team. Whilst it is frustrating, I'm mature enough to know that his job is very hard, but it's normally very hard, but at times like this it's very easy. He keeps, you know, if the team keeps winning, then the players will keep playing and I'll have to just hang around.
Craig Mullen was man of the match today. Got presented with a bottle of champagne at the end of the game, which Dow soon took off him. He's going to be drinking that tonight.
I think he's been given orders to give it to his mum. I think I actually worked with his mum. I didn't realise that until tonight, but he was excellent. I think he's 17. I mean, he's built like a, well, I won't say. He's a big lad. He's a big strapping lad. He's obviously been fed the right stuff. I thought he was brilliant. He held the ball up really well. His pace for a big guy was brilliant. His touch was excellent. The goal he scored in the first half, the left foot strike, was exceptional. And I hope we can keep hold of him, because I've only seen him once. I mean, I can't judge somebody too much, but from what I've seen, he's going to be an outstanding prospect. So I hope he does keep the drink for his mum, because obviously he's too young to drink himself, of course, and I'm a responsible father myself, so I wouldn't want to see him getting too drunk. So.